to the Happy and Single podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today's episode 191, and it's entitled, How Do I Balance Having a Schedule with Having Freedom? Now, part of you guys listening to these, especially those that have listened to this since it began 4 years ago, is you guys are kind of along the ride with me of where my particular understanding of life is at any given moment. Now, I recommend don't treat everything I say as gospel, but do what feels right to you. Like, that's the purpose of all of this, is you're just helping you guys enjoy and love your lives. So how do we balance having a schedule versus having freedom? Now, I've probably shared on these podcasts before that at times, I have my entire schedule booked from morning until night, like literally from 5 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m. Well, when I have that, it's interesting because if I stay right on top of things, in other words, I'm not late by even a minute, I feel pretty good. But Quincy Jones, the famous music producer, he recorded the soundtrack for Austin Powers and, you know, many, many other songs. He said, no matter how tight the music is, you have to leave space for God. You know, and I think music is very, very different than, you know, just living our regular lives. Well, I was talking to a friend I was leaving a message for a friend just a few minutes ago. And I was sharing with her what I've seen, you know, as far as around this idea of scheduling and balancing and, like, you know, balancing that schedule versus balancing the freedom. Now, if there's one thing I've struggled with, it is this. It is either my schedule is, you know, often, like, you know, I feel I have to stay on schedule, or there's no schedule whatsoever and I don't have to do anything. Well, the truth is, neither of those work. And it was really cool because I was doing some morning journaling in my morning pages, and Heavenly Father taught me. It's like, Joseph, there are things that a schedule is very helpful for. For example, you know, if I'm meeting with my mentor, and if it's a group call with my mentor, like, it's probably very helpful to have a certain time that everybody's going to show up instead of him just sending a last minute email that's like, hey, well, we're meeting in like 4 minutes if you want to join us. Now, he's never done that. And that's just a crazy example. Or if I'm working with a client, it's pretty helpful to have that on a schedule. So a schedule is useful for things that need to be scheduled. What is it not useful for? It's not useful for trying to force ourselves to do things. You know, I think sometimes we're so, well, and I can only speak for me, like, I'm so afraid of messing up, you know, especially because of all the times that I've messed up in the past and, you know, like, all those stories that we tell ourselves. It's like, I'm so afraid of messing up that I just, you know, if I keep myself entirely scheduled, then I feel like it's going to work out. But it's never worked out. It's rarely worked out, is probably a better way to put it. It's rarely ever worked. Usually I'm so stressed with being on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. I don't think that's why Heavenly Father put us here. I don't think he put us here to just, you know, force ourselves to do all of these things. Because what's really telling you what to do is your desires. But if you desire to go write a book or write some music or insert whatever here, and your schedule's fully booked, you're not going to be able to do that. Well, so we're kind of talking about, you know, it reminds me of the three bears. It's like, You know, Mama Bear's porridge was too cold, and Papa Bear's was too hot, and Baby Bear's was just right. I think we're looking for the Baby Bear effect, not just in this, but in quite a few things. That it was just right. So the balance that I've seen for me is, like, what if I just had a list of things that I really wanted to do? And of course, you know, have my calls scheduled on my calendar and even on Google Calendar so it reminds me. And be like, hey, you have a call right now. Oh, okay, that's probably helpful to know. And then just, again, having this list of things that I desire to do. It's like, yes, I have on my schedule to go to the gym at a certain time. But I don't generally need that reminder. It's just there. I mean, unless if my evening schedule gets altered and I have to move it up, then it's helpful to just say, hey, you need to go to the gym now because you've got stuff later. Like today, for example, I've got stuff later, so you know, I've got to go to the gym earlier. Well, like, what if this Baby Bear effect could be in all of our lives? Like, and I might do an entire other podcast episode just on this alone. There are things that are just right for you. And if you are one of those people that is just overly scheduled, well, I'm going to approach this a different way because I know some of you out there, like, I work for myself. Like, if I don't have a client during a particular time, I can do whatever I want. Nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't do. Well, except Heavenly Father. Actually, before I forget, like, you know, you would never consider going and traveling to New York City and mapping out every single road. So why would we do that with our days? Why would we do that with our days and just be like, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. I mean, much of the stuff we put on our list, we don't even have to do. We're trying to force ourselves to do stuff that we don't really want to do. Or something else for that matter. Like, why don't we map out every road? Because we trust the GPS. We trust the GPS, no matter what roadblocks, no matter what construction, no matter what we come across, no matter the accidents, no matter every other thing that happens, we trust the GPS. And so I want to invite you guys to, like, start trusting the GPS. Now, this is something, guys, I've been toying around with a long time, and we just have to wait for, you know, the penny to drop. Like, when you get it, you get it. When you get the joke, you get it. You know, as my mentor kind of changed today, is like, we got to let the gold doubloons drop. Like, could you imagine how much freedom and peace that you would experience in your life if you just let yourself have that freedom and peace and not try to get it right all the time? That's exhausting. There's going to be days that we stay up late and then we realize how quite tired we are the next day, like I am today. And there's going to be other days. Like, then the next day, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed a bit earlier. You're just going to learn from it. Like, we're meant to learn from our experiences. We don't have to always get them right. Now, on the flip side of that, like, what if you do happen to be a person that has just a very heavy schedule? Like, you know, everything is scheduled from morning to end. Like, let's say you work for somebody else, so, you know, your 9 to 5 is taken. And then, you know, you've got, you know, you work out from, you know, 5 to 7 in the morning. And when you get home, you might be a single parent that, you know, has to, you know, takes care of their kids. I don't know what it is. But I would invite you to even look at your schedule, even the things that you've already agreed to, like meeting up with people or whatever it happens to be. And if you feel like you're going like you're just really, really stressed with all that's on the schedule, see if there's things that you can do without doing. Like, look at your schedule and see the things that bring you joy and the things that don't bring you joy. You can kick them off the schedule. Your life was not meant to be a checklist. Like, even when I have these different lists, what I've been trying is just the thing that strikes me to do in the moment or the thing that I just really want to do. Yeah, there's times that I get on and play a video game. There's times that I pull out my little Nintendo Switch and after a few minutes be like, this isn't doing it for me. And I would also add, and this is something that my mentor brought to my attention. It's like, you know, we go through life and first we establish this Puritan-like work ethic to have to get stuff done. Gotta get it done. And then we counterbalance that with work-life balance. What if you didn't have to? What if you could let yourself have some time to just see how things unfold and play out? And one thing my mentor told me is like, Joseph, you've got to be willing to get worse to get better. Like, were my days the past few days? I mean, some of the stuck guys is very fresh. Were my days the past few days perfect? No, they were far from. But did I still get some really cool things done those days? Yeah, I did. Did I enjoy those days much more than I've enjoyed some of the past days? I did. So for you, what is it that you need? Do you need to drop some of your activities out of your life that aren't really bringing you joy and fulfillment? Do you need to not force yourself to be scheduled every moment of the day? I'm also going to add here, and this is kind of piggybacking off last week's, plenty of times we're overscheduled because we're people pleasers, or because people are people pleasers, like, and it, a lot of times, as I shared last time, if somebody knows you're a people pleaser, they will bludgeon you sometimes into getting stuff done for them. They just know. You know, and it doesn't matter why they choose to do it. You are welcome to say no. I say no quite often. It's like recently there was an event that somebody invited me to, and I just didn't want to go. And it worked out way better that I didn't go. Why? Because another opportunity that I've been waiting for a long time ended up happening during that time. You know, sometimes, especially when it comes to friends, acquaintances, church groups, work groups, and everything else, if you go to everything that everybody invites you to, you're not going to feel great. You know, and you don't have to make a decision immediately. If somebody invites you to do something, it's like, I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe. It's not even that we're waiting for something better to come along. Like, if it's not hitting you in the heart, like, yes, I want to do that, then plenty of times it's a no. Or it's saying, you know, I don't have the information for this yet. You don't have to say yes to everything, no matter who tells you that you do. If you want to do something, you can do it. And if you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. Are there sometimes going to be consequences for not doing something? Yeah. And sometimes things work out way better. You know, I remember watching the movie Office Space. I've seen it edited, and And plenty of times it's on TV edited. Well, this character just kind of, you know, he gets lost in this hypnotic trance and just doesn't do anything for a while. He's just himself. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. And he goes from this, like, very, very passive, that, you know, person that puts up with a lot, to just being him, being true to him, and not doing anything. I think sometimes we schedule things because we don't want to forget to do them. Well, I mean, one idea I'm exploring is you can have lists for certain days. Like, you know, for me, I kind of want to have a list of things I want to do on Sunday. Because otherwise, for me, I get so overwhelmed with, there's so many options of what I could do on a Sunday. And I want to make the most of my Sundays. Actually, funny enough, when we try to make the most of any day, it's usually when it doesn't go so well. And when we just show up, kind of like we're on vacation, things just flow. It's like, oh, I didn't get that thing done. Oh, well. But no, I've got to do this thing perfectly. I told myself I was going to do this perfectly. I committed to do it perfectly. Oh, well. Like, what if your life could just, if you could experience freedom? You know, it says in the scriptures, the Savior says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I don't believe. I mean, last I watched The Chosen, I didn't see the Savior have a giant checklist in his hand. He's like, all right, goodness gracious, we've got to go to Capernaum. Okay. Ugh, I've got to go teach on the boat. Ugh. I've got to go. I don't see him doing that at all. I see him just being led and guided and taking the next step. What if you could do the same? What if you were just simply didn't make it a big deal when you told somebody no? I have seen something interesting, once again, that if somebody's been very passive in the past, some people get really intense and even yell at them to try to get them to do what they want them to do. Now, as I've shared on last week's podcast and probably plenty of other podcasts, I don't tolerate people in my face. I'm just going to leave the conversation. Or I'm going to tell them to leave the conversation. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm big enough that people don't push me around. They just don't. And, you know, if you happen to be small and people push you around, like, you don't have to take it, first of all, but you can also get yourself really strong. There's just this thing that when I was in London, I asked one of the security guards in one of the subway stations, they're called tube stations. I asked him if I'd be safe in that neighborhood. And he looked at me as like, yeah, you'll be like, you're big, like you'll be fine. But even if you're not, you don't have to put up with anything, because most people aren't going to fight you. They're just going to try to strong arm you into doing what they want you to do. Or they're going to do the opposite. They're going to cookie cutter you into something you want to do. Now, I'll be honest, like I was thinking about this, and I know people have tried this one with me at times. They just butter you up is a better way, not cookie cutter, but like they butter you up. Like, oh, you're amazing. You're so wonderful. Oh, by the way, can you do this thing? And then they never compliment you again. Well, you kind of get aware to it. Now, I am guilty of it sometimes. You know, I've been to some restaurants where, you know, they're putting the meat in, and sometimes I tend to be a little bit nicer to those people, and I do have motives of getting extra sweet pork in my salad at Cafe Rio in Costa Vida, and so I am guilty of it too. But I also do want to, you know, make sure they're doing well and stuff. Anyways, guys, if you don't learn to stand up for yourself, especially as a single person, who do they think has tons of time and they don't think wants to do anything else with their time but do the other person's bidding? I mean, I hate one-way relationships. Like, if you want a relationship, if you want a friendship with me, then have it. Like, well, I mean, and those things are two-sided too. Like, there's only certain people that I, there's only certain people that I keep in my circles. And I even come, like, you know, and I shared this before, but Napoleon Hill talks about he had three different circles. The first, only his students could get past. The second, only people that had something he really wanted. I really would love for you guys, and again, this ties into last week, I'd love for you guys to treat yourself as celebrities. Treat your time as if you were a celebrity, meaning if you don't want to do something, don't do it. Go do something you want to do. And even if you start doing something and you don't feel like doing it after a while, you can stop. Now, sometimes we're just so caught up in all of our thinking in our heads. But could you imagine if you only if you only made time in your life for the things that you want to do? Now, some of you are out there that might be salespeople that are saying, Joseph, I don't ever want to go sell. Well, there's two ways to look at that. One is remember and think about the things that you really do want. Sales provides you money, and it also provides you opportunities to serve. It's like, I love working with the clients I work with. And I even love connecting with people, but I do fear at times that I'm annoying people and I'm worried what they're thinking. But even then, it's like, let yourself be free. You know, there was... So even the Savior himself said, and this is from John 8, 31 to 32. And he said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, when we know the truth, it just makes us free. When I know the truth of what I want, and when I honor what I want, I'm free. Like, the more time and energy I spend going in the directions that I want to go, the happier I'm going to be. So, I would invite you to explore this. I would invite you to notice and see what you see. And I would invite you to start saying yes to what you want and no to what you don't want. And just see what happens in your life. Also, if you want to take it a step further, I'd invite you to stop overscheduling yourself and give yourself some freedom and peace. Like it says, the truth shall make you free. The Lord wants for us to be free. Heavenly Father wants for us to be free. Go be free. Go see what happens. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says, apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.